There's only one woman you want to talk to at a time like this, I think, and that is businesswoman and broadcaster Katie Hopkins, who joins me now. Katie, great to talk to you.
Well, thank you for having me on.
Now, do you think there is an achievement cliff? And I mean, it seems obvious that there is. If girls perform better at school than boys in exams, why is it that more women don't get the top jobs?
Well, I think the reason that people are sort of throwing their radios across the room in frustration is that it's so blatantly obvious why there's a dropout of women in the marketplace. And it's nothing to do with gender bias. It's nothing to do with inequality. If anything, in my book, women have achieved special treatment, if anything. For me, it's all about maternity leave and the fact that women decide when they have a child to take a year out of the workplace. They trot back to work for 5 days and then announce with some great enthusiasm that their employer is supposed to replicate that they are off again for another year. And that's why the pool that we fish from for our boardrooms for women is very shallow, because there aren't many fish left in it, because they're at home breastfeeding their babies. And that's why we see so many women out of the workplace. So there is no cliff that women fall off. It's much more that they dive into the pool of birthing and stay there forever.
So it's their own fault?
Yeah, absolutely. It's their own fault. You know, for my money, I spent 8 years working in Manhattan on Madison Avenue, and Americans have 6 weeks unpaid maternity leave. And from a small business perspective, and I have paid 2 lots of pregnancy maternity leave, and I know the true cost that small businesses foot in terms of the bill that they foot for maternity leave. 6 weeks unpaid leave is a fantastic solution, because not only does it change the bias from the mother taking responsibility for the decisions about her childcare, but it also changes a woman's approach when she's thinking about having children, because she hasn't got the safety net of the employer to look after her decisions to have children. She knows it's her responsibility. She has to get a grip. And if you're a working woman in America, you are straight back at work. And I think that's really important.
Has there ever been a time in your career where you have felt that you've been discriminated against in any way?
No, not at all. I mean, in some ways, I probably speak out quite a bit about the fact that I find it abhorrent that we have things like all-female shortlists. I am, you know, it makes my buttocks clench as I speak to you.
Now, there's a vision.
It is a vision of loveliness, is it not? my buttocks clenching when I think about International Women's Day. You know, why on earth we need a Women's Day? Even Google found it hard to find a good little doodle to do for their Google homepage today. They were flummoxed by something that wouldn't offend women, because women are so hard to please. And for the first time in Google's history, it's had to use a piece of video in case it offended any women. And I think that sums it up very, very nicely, that Google have managed to find a doodle for every other event, every other occasion, from cancer to disasters. But when it comes to women, there's no way of pleasing them. And for me, International Women's Day is just a way of monetizing moaning for a day, and I don't want any of it.
Now, in half an hour, we're going to mark International Women's Day with a panel discussion.
Great.
With Harriet Harman.
Oh, Jesus.
Zoe Williams.
Is Harriet going to say sorry? Zoe, who's she?
She's from The Guardian.
Lovely.
Professor,
left wing,
Professor,
marvellous.
Professor Mary Beard. And Christina Adone.
Well, it sounds like the most drippy panel from hell. And why you've allowed that to happen on LBC, I really don't know. I don't understand where the right wing has gone to from LBC at times. Thank God for Nick in the morning. Because, frankly, you guys are so far left at the moment, you couldn't get more left. You're on the hard shoulder and you're ploughing your way into the hedgerow. And I find that morally abhorrent too. So I challenge you at LBC to say, where is the right wing gone? Why have you skewed off to the left? Are you trying to be auntie? And I think you guys need to get a grip and pull yourself together. But I think that's quite moderate.
For you.